Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Friday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Men, don't forget, buy your wife a present. Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the glory of the heavenly body and how we will know each other. We'll know people that we've not ever seen before. So let's continue with that today as we end the week. In Revelation chapter 19, again chapter 22, the messenger there was showing John all of the greatness of this heavenly city, New Jerusalem. And John was so moved, the apostle, that he bowed down to worship this guy, and he says, "Get up. I'm of thy brethren, the prophets." In other words, he was not an angel as we think of an angel, a spirit being. He was an angel in that he was a messenger of God, and he was given this message to John of the beauties of heaven and showing it to him. And as God's messenger, this man had lived on earth, had been a prophet, had served the Lord, and now he is also clothed in God's righteousness. You remember when Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they were talking with Jesus, and they were actually talking about the Jesus going to Jerusalem and where he would give his life for their sin. And as they were speaking to him, and it said that Jesus' garments had become white and glistering, as no fuller could white them. And we find that Peter, John, and James that are there with Jesus, they see Moses, who had lived probably at least 1,500 years earlier, and there's also Elijah, who lived over 700 years earlier. So those two are standing right there in front of them. And they know who they are, yet they don't have a name tag on. They weren't announced. They didn't have pictures to say, "Oh, this is what Elijah looks like," or "This is what Moses looked like." They didn't have that. And what I'm saying to you is simply this. They knew who they were. And because of the brightness and the glory of that moment, Peter spoke up and said, "Let us make three tabernacles." The brightness of the glory, even on Moses and Elijah, was so great, he thought, we got to worship all three of these guys. And that's when the Father said, "No, worship Christ. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Worship him. Worship God." And so that body, that glorified body, what is that glory like that it would make a man bow down to worship it again? And look, John was there at the Mount of Transfiguration, but when he has this heavenly vision, two different times he falls down and has to be told to get back up on your feet. "I'm not the Lord. You worship God." Wow. That tells me something that we had to look forward to. Now, because of that, I don't want to have anything that would interfere with that. That glory is great. So I want to live a life that, although it may be persecuted here on earth, and Christ said that in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, you walk with him, you're going to be persecuted. But my friend, it's not even worthy to compare to how great this glory is. Now, if you know that, and so you'll separate from the world, be separated unto God, live a holy life, be a witness for the Lord, you're going to suffer for that here. But your faith, if you have a real living faith in the Word of God and the promises of God who does not lie, then you're assured beyond any shadow of the doubt that when you get to heaven, oh, you're going to shine as the stars forever. What a great promise that is. Oh, I hope that you take advantage of that great promise of God. So you ought to consider that before you give in to the lust of the world and how the devil tries to attract, because he'll always try to attract the flesh. And isn't it interesting that a lot of these people says, hey, look, we're not under the law. We're under grace. We have liberty. And everything they have liberty to do deals with the flesh, not the spirit. Why? Because they want to fulfill the desires of the flesh, yet they want a conscience that justifies that evil. My friend, that does not come from God. So, don't give in to the world. Don't give in to the flesh. Don't give in to the devil. If you have a retro look and you see those saved so as by fire, perhaps saved but not really ruling and reigning, ashamed at his appearing, the Bible says, then maybe you'll have enough faith in God to say, you know what? I want to think of myself in heaven and look back and just say, oh, I'm glad I stood for Jesus Christ. Now, as all the traces of Nineveh are gone, going back to our text, so too in eternity, the wicked and evil with their sinful pleasures are now in the debris of hell, while we live in a new heaven and a new earth that is so well described in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. And oh, isn't that a great example that we have there? Whereas those men are forgotten, we're in heaven. This city lies four square. We're told that it's 16,000 furlongs wide, deep, and high. You say, well, how long is that? How big is that? Well, it'd be in distance from about Denver, Colorado, to the Atlantic Ocean. Wide, that much deep, and that much high. And it's four square. Now, I've heard a lot of people try to say, well, it's a pyramid-styled thing. If it's a pyramid, I don't think it's four square, do you? And I just kind of go along with God on that, 100% so. But it has 12 foundations. It has the names of the apostles on them. Those foundations are precious stones, each one a different precious stone. The walls and the streets of the city are as gold, so pure, they're like transparent glass. The gates, the 12 gates, with the names of the tribes of Israel on them. Each gate is of one pearl. I mean, one pearl. Huge, great gates. And, you know, we used to talk about oyster hunting, and you go out and you say, boy, I hope I find a pearl today. Of course, no, we never did, but, and I didn't really go but a couple of times, but nonetheless, you know, that's the thought in the back of your mind. Well, I would have hated to have gotten the oyster that had a pearl that big. Okay. But I think this is a pearl that God makes himself. He doesn't have to pull it out of an oyster because he is the creator of the heaven and the earth. But you're in that city. Oh, that great city, that beautiful city. So big, so wide. And then you see that Jesus Christ is the light of it. Seven times brighter, not hotter, brighter than the sun. So you think of that light shining through all those jeweled stones and being on the new earth and looking up and seeing that sight. We talk about the seven wonders of the world. They will seem like really the bad side of town when you compare it to this beauty that they'll be able to see then. There will be no sight like that. Everyone will want to see. And that's what we have in eternity. Praise God for that. It's going to be wonderful. And so we pray, even so, come Lord Jesus. I think I'm beginning to understand why at the end of Revelation, that last few verses of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, John, having seen all of this, And even though he may have loved ones who are unsaved, he still says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a difference between those in heaven, those saved, and those in hell. Even the one saved so as by fire is a trillion billion times better off than the guy in the best place in hell. Okay? Now, when God said in our text, I will make thee vile, it is an embarrassment publicly and a humiliation. In Malachi chapter 2 and verse 9, we read, therefore, have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Now that passage is quite interesting, because it is directed at the priest. Those who would be similar to the position of pastors today. And let me just put this out. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, brethren, be not many masters, meaning teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. You're a pastor today, and you're charged with preaching and teaching the word of God to his people, as well as being a witness. Pray every time that you'll rightly divide the word of God. This is serious business. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17, remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God. Who has the rule over you? Those that preach and teach you the word of God. We're speaking of the local church now. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now remember, they don't do it, they have a greater condemnation. I think many preachers don't realize that, or don't really think that it'll be that bad. And so they don't preach the word, they compromise, they water it down. Oh, my goodness, on the day they stand before Christ, oh, my goodness, the condemnation. You say, well, what is that condemnation? Is that going to hell? No, if they're saved, they don't lose their salvation. But look at all the rewards that he would have had laid up, the crowns and all that are lost. And he's ashamed, as 1 John 2:28 says, as any Christian will be, when all of heaven, everyone sees the rewards that God had for him, taken from him and given to others.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.